I'm Shanti. 27th May 2019. Monday. Today's slogan. Become full with the treasure of everyone's blessings and you will not need to labor in making effort. Become full with the treasure of everyone's blessings and you will not need to labor in making efforts. So blessing is a treasure, but blessing is a very tricky word. First we need to understand what is blessing. There are four different Hindi words and the four have got different meanings, and yet for all four of them the same word is used when they are translated in English. The first is dua, the second is prarthana, the third is ashirvad, and fourth is vardhan. So these are the four different words. But for all four of them, the same word blessing is used in English. Here, the exact word which has been used is dua. So, Baba is saying, become full with the treasure of everyone's blessings. So, you should get everyone's blessings. It doesn't mean vardhan, though. Blessing also means vardhan. The better word for vardhan is benediction. Benediction. Ashirvad and vardhan are little similar. And yet what is the difference? What is the difference between this? Ashirvad is by senior and vardhan is by juniors. Super seniors. For vardhan you need tapasya. Ashirvad you get easily. Anybody gives. So you serve somebody, you show respect to somebody, and sometimes even if you don't show respect, even then you can get ashirvad. But vardhan is given usually by deities, is usually given by God or extremely elevated person has the power to give vardhan. But yet for vardhan and ashirvad the same word blessing is used in English. Now there is one more word, is prarthana. If you go in Urdu literature, they use in Islam, they say please do dua for me. So dua here means prarthana, prayers. So I am doing dua for you. Prarthana. So that is prayer. And what is dua then? Dua and prarthana are very similar. And yet different. When we say prarthana, it indicates more of rituals. It indicates a proper it has some element of ceremonial. It may not be, but most of the time it has. And yet what is the difference between dua and prarthana? That is prarthana. That is supplication. The better word is supplication. As I said, for all the four words, the same word is used in English. Blessing. Because blessing is used for dua and dua means prarthana. So these two are very similar to each other. So here in the blessing Baba is saying, become full with the treasure of everyone's blessing. The exact word is not vardhan or ashirvad or prarthana. It is rather dua means their good wishes, their pure feelings for us. their good wishes and their pure feelings for us. It has got an element of prarthana and it has got element of ashirvad, not vardhan. So dua is something mixture of prarthana and ashirvad. So Bhava is saying, become full yourself, become full with the treasure of everyone's blessing, and you will not need to labor in making efforts. Now we will focus our discussion on dua. But here dua doesn't mean prarthana. Become dua in this vardhan means ashirvad. It has got more connection with ashirvad or everyone's blessing. So how to earn everyone's dua, everyone's good wishes, everyone's ashirvad? That is the first question. And second question is, what is the significance of dua? In Brahmin life, out of all the treasures, blessing is a treasure. Dua is a treasure. So, how do we earn? It's also an income. Just as we earn money by working hard, in the similar manner, one has to earn blessings. So, how to earn blessings? By serving others, by giving them happiness, what else? By giving them cooperation and become worthy of their blessings, what else? How to get everyone's dua? By helping, by cooperating, by serving, by what else? By remaining honest. And you want to earn everyone's blessing. What should one do? Pure relations. Okay. What else? The soul has sunk into depression. And our words or our actions have helped a soul to come out of this darkness. Gradually we'll get blessings of this soul. Somebody is sick, physically sick, and we help this soul in that period of sickness. We will get its blessing. Somebody is in need, is in crisis, financial crisis, and somebody helps him financially, automatically we get blessing. Somebody is in problem, samasya, and we help him fix his problem, we get his blessing. Somebody is having difficulty in some subject, in studying, and another student helps that student. A smart student is helping other students. So gradually, naturally, the smart student would get the blessing. So whenever we help somebody, whenever we encourage somebody, whenever we try to bring them to light, we automatically get blessing. Whenever somebody is in trouble and we risk our own lives and help somebody, we get the blessing. For example, army people, they risk their own lives to help the civilians. They don't care about their own life and they jump into fire. They do extraordinary heroic deeds to help others. So we get the blessings. In yesterday's Murli, Baba said, you are master son. Son is like this. You are master son of knowledge. What does the sun does? It dispels darkness. It turns night into day. So you also are the master son of knowledge. You have to dispel the darkness that is prevailing in the world. You have to turn night into day. And just as those people do not forget their worldly professions, even though that is temporary, even though that is perishable, in the similar manner, this is your profession. What is your profession? We are master son of knowledge, and we have to dispel the darkness. And just as those fire extinguishers, they don't themselves get burnt by fire. In the similar manner, those who are going to dispel the darkness, they will not come under the influence of darkness. They cannot remain in darkness because they have to spread light in the world. And those who have to spread light in the world, how can they themselves remain in darkness? So we are the master son of knowledge, and somebody is in ignorance, somebody is doesn't know what to do and what to do, and in that moment of crisis we bring a ray of knowledge into the lives of such people, automatically we will earn their blessing. And the most important weapon, means, avenue, method of earning blessing is to give them knowledge, give them godly knowledge. That's why the importance of service. So giving them right path, they are in a stage of utter confusion, what to do and what not to do. They are not understanding anything, or somebody is drowned in the darkness of sensual pleasures and they think body is everything, and the pleasure of the body and the attraction of the body and the unions of the body, for them this is everything. And we show them that they are not this, but beyond the body they have yet another existence, and we show them who they really are. We pull them out of the identity crisis. So naturally that soul will give us blessings. Somebody teaches us path of discipline. Somebody teaches us maryadas. Naturally one day we will give him blessings. Though at present, those people might appear as enemy. Do you feel the person who comes and awakes you up is your friend? Never. I am sleeping nicely and somebody comes and shakes me and awakes me. What is the first thought about him? He is the enemy. Because I was having so nice sleep and dreams, and the rain is going and there is so much nice cold and I'm enjoying sleep, and somebody comes and awakes me. So the first thing is, he is my enemy. So one who comes and awakens, he is an enemy. But then you realize how important that time was, and then you give him blessing for awaking. There's an English author, P.D. Ouspensky, and he has written one book, In the Search of the Miraculous. In the Search of the Miraculous. In the introductory part, preface of that book, he has devoted that book to his master Gurdjieff. He says, this book is devoted to my master Gurdjieff, comma, who woke me up from the sleep. I was sleeping and my master came and he woke me up. That's why the book which he has written, In the Search of the Miraculous, P.D. Ouspensky says, I devote this book to my master, to my guru. Because guru means Agyaran Datimiran Dasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Mulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama. Because guru does the act of waking up from the darkness, from sleep of darkness, from sleep of ignorance. So anybody who wakes us from the sleep will get, he will get our blessings. So the how to earn blessings? By waking souls up from their sleeps, sleep of ignorance. What else? How do we earn blessings? By teaching somebody to read and write. somebody is illiterate, okay, and you teach somebody writing, somebody doesn't know particular skill and you teach that person a particular skill, that skill could be anything, any skill, and that skill he can then utilize in seva. So automatically you get his blessings. So by teaching others, you get blessings. So teaching, waking up them from darkness, helping them, cooperating them, encouraging them, solving their problems. So our whole life should be a tale of serving others. The whole life should be an example of selfless service, the epitome of a selfless service. Bahujana hitaye, bahujana sukhaye, for the good of many and for the welfare of many. Atmanam mokshartham jagat tritiyaya cha, for the liberation of the soul and for the welfare of many, for the kalyan vishwa, for the kalyan of the world, for the benefaction of the world. This is our life is for, a life of utter selflessness, a life which is devoted to service. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, I love those children too much. Which children? Those who give up everything and do so, they are engaged in service. Those who serve me, they sit on my heart, and that's why I give my heart to them, and that's why I'm called Dilwala, because they serve me. So I love them very much, those who serve me. So those who have devoted their life for service, those who serve through mind, through speech and through actions. So now this is the another method of earning blessing, by speech. Our speech otherwise is going waste. So why not utilize each and every moment, every word we speak for the service of others? So our speech should become refined. Our speech should become the life-giving herb, Sanjeevani Bhuti. Our speech should become the donation of life, Jiyadan, for others. So that is how we serve with speeches. Second, how do we serve with actions? By donating virtues. By donating virtues. Our actions should be exemplary. Our actions should... people should learn from the action. Somebody who doesn't speak, somebody who doesn't have the art of speaking, but his actions are better. So actions always speak better than words. Before action, speech is nothing. Somebody doesn't speak anything, but his actions, they teach a lot. Because they are exalted, they are lofty, they are selfless, they are serving to teach, they are filled with virtues, they are filled with dharanas, they are filled with maryadas. So such actions which are filled with dharana, they teach virtues. People love to learn from actions rather than words. And how do we serve through mind? By pure vibrations, by elevated thoughts. So when we send out pure vibrations, we also achieve, get blessing. But this is very incognito, very, very hidden. These both are seen, visible, but this one is visible, invisible. But here also you get invisible blessings from the souls. So the long and short of it is that you serve others and you earn blessings. So that was the first question, how to earn duai, blessing. The second question is, what is the significance of blessings? What is the importance of blessings, duai? When we get blessing, what happens? Somebody is blessing me. Okay, somebody is blessing me. So what I feel? lightness, happiness, success, you know, success is very important. In Mahabharata it is said that this Duryodhana did not get blessing from any one of his seniors. His mother did not bless him till the end. That's why he was not successful. So when somebody blesses somebody, so blessings are tinged with success. So when somebody blesses, automatically success, the chances of success increases. So when somebody blesses, you feel light. When somebody blesses, you feel happy. What else? Some blessings, in fact, are pure vibrations. So pure vibrations, they work in a very subtle manner to help us go ahead. So blessings make us progress in life. Blessings remove obstacles. Blessings remove obstacles. Yeah, blessings make you powerful. Blessings make you powerful. In Ramayana it is shown that when Ravana was fighting with Ram, almost all sons of Ravan were killed. Only one was remaining, Indrajit, Meghnad. And he was the most powerful. But all mothers and other people are trying to explain them that give up this fighting. Because every son who is going, he is meeting the death. Almost 5, 6. How many children Ravan had? Many sons. Prahast and Atikar and so many, they all died. So only one was remaining. So he says, now I will go for fight. And he goes to his mother, and his mother blesses him. This is the first time his mother blesses him. And because of this blessing, and this mother blesses him for the first time for that particular day, and that's why he becomes successful. And he is able to tie up both Ram and Lakshmana in that Nagpash. And he comes as a victorious. So one of the reasons for that victory and defeat of Ram was the blessing from his mother. But the next time when he goes, his mother doesn't bless him. And next time he is killed. So blessings are very important. So blessings make you powerful. Blessings make you light. Blessings make you happy. Blessings make you successful. Blessings are filled with pure positive vibrations. What else? Progress and remove obstacles. Blessings protect you. Yeah, this is another important thing. So blessing protects you from the curse of Maya. So blessings protects you always. You remain protected all the time. It is shown that many of the demons and many of the evil persons, they were had blessing for a particular day where they would remain invincible. Nobody could conquer them. For example, go back in Mahabharata. Jayadrath. He had a particular blessing for only one day where nobody could defeat him. On the day when Abhimanyu enters the Chakravyuh and he doesn't allow any of the Pandavas to enter. So he had the blessing only for one day. Because he did tapasya only for that reason, that one day I should become successful. I should become victorious. So not a single Pandava is able to cross him or fight him and enter the Chakravyuh. And as a result of that Abhimanyu meets the terrible death. So that was the effect of blessing. So blessings protect you. Blessings is a shield, armor. They protect you. So that is why you should have blessings of how many souls? Lord many souls. You should move with blessings. It's shown in India, one of the greatest film star, Amitabh Bachchan. In 1982 or 83, when he was doing shooting for one film, he got badly injured. And he had a perforation injury, and which was late diagnosed. when he got that injury, the doctor who was there, he said, oh, it doesn't look like to be anything. It's okay. When they waited for 2 days, and the next, then the pain increased, then they went to one hospital. And there, it was revealed that all those things are there. Inside perforation has happened, intestinal perforation. Then he was operated, then shifted to another hospital. And there again he was operated, again met with complications. The operation had complications. He had a profuse bleeding. The whole nation was praying for him. So that's an example they give. The whole nation was praying for him. And after 2-3 surgeries, surgery, complication, and then it took him so many months to recover. So they showed this as a result of blessings of Indians, not Indians, the whole world. The whole world was praying for him. So in the actual movie, he was about to die. But after this event, the director of the movie changes the story and he remains alive. Even in the movie itself. Something like that. I don't know about movie, but this is the... No, it's Coolie. I don't know the movie, but this is what is the written literature. Because I know this because this is a medical case. Actually, he was about to die in the movie. But after this event, the director thought he should not die. Otherwise, the audience will feel unhappy. So he was, the storyline was changed. So after the movie was completed in 83, when he came back. So this is the result of Dua, blessing. So you should earn blessings. Om Shanti.